the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Good evening, everybody. This is the NLA HamsNet conference call coming to you. It happens every week at this time, about 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I guess. It'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time here soon. But 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Wednesday night. And I am Terry, K-I-0-R-E, Colorado, and I'm here to do something, I think, enlighten your brains if you're receptive to it. If not, then I hope that I don't waste your time. I would like to apologize. I had a concert come up they told me about. I should have told Jan so that I could change this call. We were going to talk about wide area networks in developing countries, and we gave that website last week. Now, we can talk about that. It's just that I can't be on my computer at home and show you the cute little displays and the cute little graphics and explain them to you. So I'm open as to what anybody wants to do. That's kind of what I had planned, and I messed up my schedule. This came kind of late, so I'm going to go up. I have a twin 11-year-old granddaughters who are both playing different instruments in a band concert tonight, and I have not had a chance to go see them at all yet. So there we go. That's my life. Let's talk about yours and ham radio. I'd like to open it up for anybody that has a question right now. And absent some questions, I'll try and think of something to talk to you all about. So, is there anybody with a subject, a question, comment, criticism? Please take the floor now.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
This is California Fred. I have a question.
Yes,
are you still
ahead,
there?
Fred.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
Skype is wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
All right,
my
Fred,
question
still there?
Is,
if you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Can't get rid of them.
But anyway, I'm
are
sorry about
there?
All that.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
We're going to talk about this in a minute.
Well, the question
are
was
you still
this.
There? To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Ollie is starting an NLA news.
Sorry you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Some message.
Ollie is doing an NLA news website. And what I was wondering is, if would there be some way to take his news website and have it become an NLA broadcast on the shortwave across the nation? Because more and more they are censoring the internet.
You're right.
You have the answer to that, Terry.
Yeah, I went over and tried to help him out today. He is making an NLA website, and not exactly a website, but he's building a studio, a virtual studio that can be used to actually deliver the news. And right now the plan is put it up on YouTube so that everybody can watch it. Now, the next step would be just exactly what you said, doing HF and at least the audio going out, because there's not enough bandwidth on HF to really do decent video. But there's some issues with that. One is, hey, everybody's got to get some kind of listening device that'll work for what we're doing. And two, we got to have enough hams. We're going to have a critical mass of hams that, one, have HF experience, can transmit on HF and receive HF, and they develop a plan to conduct that network at a regular time every week, so that Ollie can fill it in. Right now, we don't have that second part. We don't have a critical mass of hams. We can get one or two hams, because there are a few of them that have HF capability and can do that. But we need a lot more. And besides that, you actually have to send it on a range of frequencies, because the propagation for every one of those frequencies will be slightly different. So to cope, all of America, you got to do a little different. But that, we're still not up to that point. I would appreciate you, Fred, and several other people that are hams on here, kind of putting their heads together and making that happen. That's exactly what needs to happen. We could start experimenting with that, seeing which frequencies and which times work. And then also, Ollie isn't used to breaking everything in 10-minute chunks and giving a call sign. He doesn't have a call sign. He knows a lot about radio and TV, but he doesn't have a call sign. So I know this sounds really difficult, but we'd have to get people who could deal and talking in 2-3-4 minute bursts, not continuously for 30 minutes. So I would like to hear what you think, Fred. So if you could come back and talk to me about this, I'd appreciate it.
I'm going to have to confer with some people I know. I think you call them, who's your helper? What do you call it?
A mentor or an Elmer? An Elmer.
Yeah, Elmer was the word, sir. Yes, I have to get back to him. And
okay.
My Elmer is a very sophisticated man. Okay, I'll give you a little background on me and my Elmer. My Elmer is tied with the Salinas School District. He used to work for the company, one of the companies of the companies, you know, the NS whatevers. But anyway, the Alphabet dudes, they have an 18-wheeler that is set up for, I believe it's 32 students with keyboards and computer displays. And he does satellite communication, uplink, downlink, for high-speed internet. He takes this thing to different schools. So he knows all about communications. Where I'd like to see it go is satellite.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Because with a satellite signal, you can transceive across every repeater across America simultaneously, depending on what frequencies you patch into. Are we on the same page, sir?
Not quite. First off, you have to have some kind of uplink. And if he's doing internet, then he's done some kind of uplink to a commercial service that gets him up to the internet. Second, you have to have everybody pointing at the right satellite to come off of it and listen. And you can't be transmitting hitting a bunch of different repeaters, because the signal coming off of most satellites takes special antennas and a decent amplifier to get where it needs to be. So could we put out a signal like that? But yes. But every person that wants to listen to that broadcast, you have to be pointing at that satellite. And most of the satellites hams work are not geostationary satellites. They are low Earth orbit satellites that come up, and you got to deal with the Doppler effect. And they come up, they're up maybe 5-10 minutes above you where you can receive the signal. So the idea has merit if you're going point to point, or point to just a few points, but not for the format that we're talking about. However, you know, I see a possibility there to turn it into something, because that's exactly what we'd want to do if we want to put out messages. We would point at the satellite, and there's also some store and forward stuff. So we would put up a text message or a small audio clip. We're talking seconds, not minutes. And then everyone that hit a particular set of key codes would get that message, and that's, you know, when they requested it off that satellite. Then it might take 3 or 4 orbits before you get everybody downloading a particular message. Here's the thing. Does all this make sense, Fred?
Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. So here's the thing. Once National Liberty Alliance educates a critical number of people, whatever the turning point is, then they want to back out of having anything to do. Because what you want is for your local area, your committee of safety, to take over and do keep tabs on the local government, and through the local governments begin to keep tabs on the national government. So I would not expect, because we're in a learning mode right now and we're just getting ramped up, I would expect that it's not going to be like it is right now. Even right now, you can tell things are starting to change a little bit. The calls on the Monday night and the Thursday night and the Tuesday night, whatever they are, seem to go a little bit differently than they did a year ago at this time. At least to me, they do.
And, I agree with you.
Okay. So do you see where I'm going then?
The membership is falling off and falling asleep. Trump's in there doing things, and they think they can let their hair down, and that's not the case. We need to be busier now than more than ever.
Absolutely. But we're still in a teaching and training mode and not so much a doing mode. We're starting to ramp it up, and John came away.
All right. I have a question. You're well aware of this stuff, so I'm going to give it to you straight up. The committees of safety ultimately are the militia as well. Therefore, they should have ties to the armories and also the National Guard. And I think the National Guard could be the backbone of communications. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with every portion of that, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, Guard members are civilians, too, when they're not members of the Guard. And all of that equipment goes surplus sale at some time. It's knowing what to buy, where to get it.
I agree. And that those armories should be in the control of the local populace. And the Committee of Safety sounds like the place to put that, because that's the difference between what we're talking about and a government having control of it.
Sir, I did not want to hijack your meeting on radios.
No, I don't think you're hijacking it. I think I think this plays right into it. Because at some point, if we can keep teaching, and I agree with you, people have shut down because they think Trump's in office, everything is solved. That's how we got in this position. And that can't be. We need to fix that. And the only way we fix it is we get people involved, get people actually doing the work, and getting the experience they need. How do we do that? I think John's trying to work that, and all the leadership, including Jan, John, Gerard, and all the others, are trying to work that out right now. How do we get people involved? And Jan, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the whole point. We want more people involved.
That's the major push right now.
Yeah, that's the major push. I can understand that. So as we develop more of a structure at a local level, then we can address some of these things, like who has the keys to the armory? If you think about it, the National Guard serves under the whoever calls them out. So if they're called out by the president, they work at a federal level. If they're called out by the governor, they work at that level. If they're called out by a mayor or a county commissioner or something like that, they work at that level. But who are they representing when you think about that? Who are they representing? They're representing the government. So we have to be careful what direction we're going here. The National Guard, if it's called out properly, like for instance, if a state thinks it's being abused by the federal government and the government has put troops in the state, well, it makes sense for the governor to call out the National Guard so he's got a ready set of people to defend his state. I can't think of a situation where that would happen, but I think it shows the idea of what I'm thinking about. Am I wrong?
Well, I kind of think the governors ought to call out the National Guard and stick them on the border.
I agree. And Texas has tried to do that, I think.
I'm not too well versed in this, but I kind of think that what happened was that they usurped the militia and named it the National Guard. And so it's basically they tried to, and I can't remember which president did it. I mean, I bet Jan knows, but that's why you don't really want to be directly involved with the National Guard, because they've already been usurped. They've already taken the power from the militia that way.
That sounds right. Jan, can you add anything to this?
Well, the ones we're concerned with are more the unorganized militia. That's you, me, and everybody out there. In New York State, that's every man, woman, and child. Most states have limits on it, like 17 to 45, usually males. Some not. So that's the local group that you know, can work with us locally. We wouldn't normally work with the National Guard. The sheriff can work with the unorganized militia, too, and call them out.
And I really think that's the key, if I may.
Yep.
Is getting the sheriff involved. Well, the sheriff's not going to do anything unless he sees somebody behind his back. And John has said this over and over again. You get the committee of safety going, and you invite the sheriff. You say, "Sheriff, here's what these people think. Can you support them?" And if he says yes, you have an ally who has some authority in your county. If he says no, that's the first person you want to take out of office. So committees of safety are extremely important in this situation, and we need to work on that. So I guess what I'm getting around to is, and as you can tell, I don't have all of this down the way it should go. And I don't have my committee of safety organized either, I'll have to admit. However, I know that's the way that we have to do it. And once we have a committee of safety, ham radio, even if they take down everything else, ham radio will provide a way for the members of the committee of safety to stay in communication with the people that are on the committee and the militia, the 3%ers, or whoever it's going to be. So that's really important. And you're right, the guard, the power of the guard has been usurped. And everybody still thinks that when they say militia, they're talking about the National Guard. And ain't so. And I think Brent Winters has explained that point way better than I can and way more than I have. So I'm going to leave that up to them. Am I getting any closer to what you're looking for, Fred?
You're spot on, except for one thing. You forgot about the Dick Act. The Dick Act is what says every man in America is the militia, and then there are the active people that Brent Winters speaks about who have been hijacked and they're put into the National Guard. But the Dick Act clearly says we are all militia. That takes your gun laws throughout every state and trashes them all.
Okay. You're right. I did forget about the Dick Act. You know, that's one I haven't read yet. I listened to Brent Winters talk about it a couple times and then forgot to follow up. So my apologies there. You're absolutely right. But what do we do? How do we start to straighten this out? When I say we, I'm talking about all the people who have never held office, and even some that did, from the 1770s until now. We created this government. We fell down and didn't watch after it and keep them in line. We went and fought a couple of world wars, a Korean War, and we came back. And we said, gee, that was pretty hard. Why don't you guys in D.C. take care of yourself? I'm going to go and chase the American dream. I'm going to get a wife, and I'm going to have some kids, and I'm going to have a house and a car and a good job. And, you know, that's exactly what they did. And they allowed it, and I can't blame them because I'm here. They allowed it to happen because they were getting a little bit more and a little bit more, and they were. Everything was getting moved into statutory law. So there's the narrative that we're talking about. And how do we fix it? Do we fix it at a national level, doing national things? I don't think so. What do you think?
All right. They start out by commercializing everything. All crimes are commercial. That's why they use the Commerce Code so much. The Commerce Clause is what the FBI will refer to. Somehow they regulate commerce across state lines. That means to make commerce go smooth. It doesn't mean that if you buy a gun part in Mississippi and another gun part in Alabama, that the two parts cross state lines and now the federal government has control over it.
Well, that's the way you and I see it, but that's not the way they see it. And I think
that's right. So
versus Fishburne kind of flushed that out.
The Commerce Clause is what they use. That is what I'm trying to tell you. And they're telling you, us that all crimes are commercial in nature. For a commercial contract to be valid, it's got to be a contract. For the contract to be valid, it's a driver's license. It's something like that. So what we need to do is sign all documents in such a manner that you preserve your rights and then register them with the Secretary of State and then sue the governor of the state for not for violating your constitutional rights and sue the mayor of the town.
Okay.
Sue the chief of police. Sue the sheriff. Whoever violates your rights, get people together and say, you're violating our rights. This is freedom of speech is not a zone. It's a way of life. Anybody that would concoct such an idea and make such an ordinance should stand in that place picking up trash for the rest of his life.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. And now we're down to the part where we start dividing just a little bit. I don't think that's wrong, and I don't think it's bad. I think we need to think it through. And the first thing is that you were talking about acting at least within your state or locally. I agree with that. But I think we've got to get more than just the people who know what the National Liberty Alliance is, and we've got to start talking that up. I think of some things, and I try and implement them, and I'm not always successful. So what I've been trying to do is educate people on how to get their ham radio license, because I know that if I can talk to a guy over in the next state using a link system or HF, that some of the ideas that I have or some of the ideas he has might be usable, and we might be able to share our information and press forward. The way it stands right now, they hold all the cards. You're right. They've made everything commercial. They've created an entire statutory commercial law, a statutory code, which to me is illegal. They made it, and it's a lot of people accept it, and a lot of people have gotten comfortable with it. So maybe it will take one person who sues the government, another person in another state who sues for this right that's been taken away, and another person who sues for that right, before people can start gathering around those suits and supporting that person. We do need champions, but we need champions on a local or state level, less upon a national level. We have one or two or three or however many champions you want to call it at National Liberty Alliance, and they're carrying the bulk of the work that needs to be done, and maybe they don't see everything the same way I do, but I'm going to support them. And then at the same time, I'm going to work locally, and I'm going to work to improve myself. I have a ham license. I got it originally so I could help out wherever I could on emergency situations and to support good events and to keep my skills up. And over time, I've learned a few things in the last about 2-3 years. And I want to change it. I hope everybody does. Right now, we can't change anything unless we stand up and get counted over in this. And it's going to take a step up where you kind of, you know, you're getting above the military crest of the hill, and you're silhouetted against the sky, and everybody's going to take pot shots at you. And I think we're going to be stuck with that for a while until we find these champions. So I'm for doing what you said, Fred. I think that you're right. Now we just got to do it. And how can we share the information? And while we do that, I think everybody should get their ham license. We should all start becoming HF operators so that we can talk across everywhere. I got no problem with you talking to John, talking to Wonderan, talking to Jan and myself. We're all ham radio operators that could be operating on HF. My radio's broken right now. I haven't bothered to get it fixed in a few years because of personal issues. But I would get it together if I knew I had somebody to talk to that wanted to dwell on this topic. We could also get hams going, because people, hams will dial up and listen to any conference. And once you start having hams talking a bunch, they start solving problems, because that's what they're trained to do. All I'm saying is, let's all get our ham license so we can start organizing this and getting something up there. If I had my HF rig up right now, I guess you've highlighted the place that I need to put in some effort and money. And so that's what I'll do. Am I getting any closer, Fred?
You are spot on, sir.
Okay. I would like to move on and see if anybody has any ham-related questions now, or a little more related to ham radio. I think that you're absolutely right, Fred. We need to be thinking about that. And because a lot of the people on this net right here have gone to the effort of getting their ham licenses or working on them, that they've produced something, a nucleus, that can communicate. And we don't have everybody on every week, but I certainly would like to start making this call more relevant as to what we should be doing and how to do it. So I appreciate the comment, Fred. You're spot on. Anybody else want to ask a question about ham radio or anything else? Please call now.
Hello.
Not very many questions. Go ahead,
yeah,
Crystal.
Hello. Hi. Where can you get those ham radios?
I something scratched and I didn't hear what you said.
I said, where can you buy those ham radios or order them from?
There's a link up on the web page. Jen, you want to take it from there?
I don't have a computer.
Do you have a library that has a computer you can use to go on the website?
I really don't get around like that. But how much
all
do
right,
we go sure. for?
If you're willing to call me and give me your phone number and your address send me the cost of the radio, I'll buy it through me and send it to you if you want to do that.
Okay. Okay.
You know
Jen,
my number.
You got... Hold on 1 second, please.
No, my number's in the announcement that Jan sends out every week. So just go back to that announcement and call me.
Jan?
We'll work something out.
Okay, yeah. Jan, you have my number, right?
I surely do.
Okay. All right. We can give it to him off the air. Okay.
Okay.
And also, I was in court today. I went for another friend, so I bought like 5 other people. And I spoke to this other gentleman who I saw at one of the meetings, and I told him what we were doing. He was so excited. He goes, "This is a great idea." I says, "Well, you know, if we can get like 50 people a week to go and sit at each floor in the courtroom, maybe 5 on each floor, and then in the morning, then have 5 in the afternoon, one day a week," I said, "we will build this up." So that's another idea we were thinking of about today that might be helpful for the court observers. Because the ones that went there today, they were really amazed and they really enjoyed it. And everybody who had to go in, we said, make sure you get their name and their title, you know. And we had our pens and paper. They didn't know what to do.
I've experienced that.
Oh, okay. They tried to... It was funny because they sat there and even lied. He said, "Oh, well, you owe Fannie Mac, or whatever." And so I guess the party called. They said, "Well, can I have the name of the person?" And they turned around and said, "Oh, they don't have a mortgage with you. You never took a mortgage with them." So the person got to stay in her home today. And I guess they're like, they were so baffled. They really didn't know what to do with the case.
That's great.
A little truth and honesty really brings them up short, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, I said I was really pleased, and I said that was a great idea. The court observers. You know, so, I mean, that's another way. And we're going to try to definitely get this going with the children and the parents so they can sit there and be, like, even a two-hour project, maybe 5 hours a week, you know? But that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? I agree with you 100%. Anybody else got anything to say, suggestions, comments, criticism, or questions? Go ahead.
Do you plan to be there next week so we can go over your schedule for this week?
Yes, I plan to be there next week so we can go over
good.
What we scheduled. So can you ensure that everybody gets that website? Do you have it handy where you can read it off real quick? Like www.wd or...
I was looking for that little piece of paper I wrote that down on earlier, and it has escaped me at the moment.
Okay, I will send it to you so you can send it to everybody else here once they get back.
Okay.
That'd be a couple.
I can do that.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
California, Fred again. I have a comment for the lady on the courtroom observers.
You're a little early. Get on. She's not here yet. She won't be on till 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know this is the radio, right?
Right,
I was
going to
tell her that everybody should get online and get their press pass, their civilian citizen press pass, and wear a little badge, press, when you go in. That way you can park in the press parking area at the courthouse. When you go in, that'll really terrorize them. That's all I had to say.
Oh, wait. Where do you get the press pass?
It's on the website.
Oh. Well, that
you really
okay.
should have one, Crystal. You're a regular visitor to the court there. You really need a press pass.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. You can.
Oh, I forgot to tell you how my attorney lied, and my court date was supposed to be today, and it was yesterday, and he called me and he said, "Oh, they want to take a briefing or whatever. I guess next week." And I said, "You gave me the date for the 8th." You know, well, it just so happened a friend. Because I knew we both had the same court date. And I did go up to that floor, and I guess they was really shocked to see me up there, which I didn't go inside the court there. And they had the doors open to the judges' chambers and stuff, you know. But as I said, the games, unbelievable.
Okay, with that, I think we're going to close the net because we're pushing up against the time. So I appreciate everyone's participation. This entire net has been conducted on I-25, I-76, and now C-470 around Denver. While I was driving in rush hour traffic. So I want to say thank you to everyone who participated tonight. This is the NLA Hams Net. We talk about things related to NLA and hams. And we want everybody to get their license. This net is conducted every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I am Terry, K-I-0-R-E, Terry from Colorado. And my number's on the notification, and anybody's welcome to call me at any time to discuss any topic. So there you have it. We appreciate everyone's participation again tonight. And I hope that you dig a little bit, and I'll try and get the website to you so everybody can take a look at the first 20 pages or so of that document. This is Terry from Colorado, K-I-0-R-E. We'll close the net.
Okay, one thing before we leave, if you want to get a press pass, you just go to this website. It's CFAPS, charliefoxtrot@alpha-papa.org. That's charliefoxtrot@alpha-papa-alpha.org. And you can sign up and download a pass. You can download a parking pass. All sorts of good things. If you wear a hat, there's a little hat band one you can get. They'll take good care of you. Go there. It's all free.
And I did that, and it worked really well.
Great. Yeah, you can take the pass, cut it out, and take it down to Staples and have them laminate it so it really looks official. And it's weatherproof and everything else then, so you'll be all set for a long time. With that, I'm going to turn off the recording.